Today we're going to begin by hearing once again that second reading that you heard, the epistle reading, which is St. Paul in how he begins his letter to the Corinthians. Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus and our brother Sosthenes, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. A letter written in love. That's what this is. This is actually the beginning of a letter that Paul writes to the people in Corinth. And he has some tough things that he's going to be sharing here in this book of 1 Corinthians. You might call it some tough love. But that's just it. It's all written in love as he is encouraging them to trust and follow Jesus. But it can be hard to receive a letter of this nature. It can be hard not to take it personally, and it can be hard not to get defensive when somebody shares with you some tough love. But Paul doesn't write to attack the Corinthians. He writes because he cares about them and their life of faith. And so in love and care, he takes up some tough topics. Topics like division in the church, complacency in their faith, sexual immorality, men failing to serve as the spiritual heads of their household, division at the Lord's Supper. I'm guessing we probably all agree that if we were to bring up any of those topics here today, that there's probably some potential that we might even get a little bit defensive, that it might be hard to hear at times. A letter written in love, though tough to receive, can still be beneficial, though. How many of us can recall a time in our lives when someone who loved us said something that wasn't easy to hear? But later on, in retrospect, of course, we would admit that it was helpful because it was said in love. Perhaps that message came from a parent, or maybe it was from a friend. And so it is with the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. God has called him to write this letter in love, and it's filled with tough love, but it's not with the intention of harm. It's the intention to lead them in the way of the Lord. It's intended to lead them in a life of repentance and receiving forgiveness and growing in their relationship with Jesus as their Savior. That's a lot like the way it is for pastors and their parishioners. Pastors are called to preach and teach the Word of God with law and gospel. They're instruments called by God to speak in love. Sometimes it can be tough to hear. Sometimes it can be tough love. And yet all of it is intended to lead the congregation toward repentance and forgiveness and growing in their relationship with Christ as their Savior. So last Sunday, Pastor Martin and I were talking about this text, and we thought it would be a good opportunity to use Paul's model of writing to share with you a letter written in love. While I'm doing it here, he's actually doing the same in Spanish. But it's got tough love in it. Just like Paul's letter to the Corinthians. But it's all intended to love and to care for you in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Adam, called by the will of God to serve as senior pastor of Salem Lutheran. To the Church of Salem Lutheran that is in Springdale, Arkansas, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints in the water and the word of baptism, with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for your faith in Jesus. What a privilege it is to be able to share with you the forgiveness of your sins as you confess them. And what a privilege it is as a sinner myself to be able to receive that forgiveness right alongside of you. I love being a part of this family of faith and knowing that it's Jesus that unites us. In fact, it's all about Jesus. He is the one who has brought us together. He is the one who has poured so many gifts into our hearts and into our lives. None of us is lacking because of Him. We have such a generous God, such a faithful God. And it's such a joy to know that because He is faithful, we don't have to fear that this gathering as a family of faith will ever end. When the last day comes, it's only going to get better. As we gather together here in this season of Epiphany, our God continues to reveal that He is faithful to fulfill His promises. In the sending of His Son to be our Savior, Jesus was sent to take on the sins of the world, to identify with our human sinful condition. He was sent to take on our sins and take them to the cross so that we could have eternal life with Him. The question to consider is, though, what difference does all of that make in our life in the here and now as we wait for that day to come when we're all going to be with Jesus for all eternity? We've each been called to a relationship with Jesus Christ in that water and word of baptism. But just because we're baptized doesn't mean that we stop growing in our relationship with our Savior. That's a lifelong journey. In fact, many of you may recall when Ambassadors of Reconciliation came here and gave their presentation to us, we were taught that the health of a congregation is on the basis of how many active members are in Bible class. You see, what they were trying to teach, what they were trying to get across to us was, is that being in the Word together will help us navigate good times and not so good times with Christ and His Word as our firm foundation. The tough love message here is this: Bible classes and Sunday school and Wednesday family nights, they're all provided so that we can grow as a family. A family of faith. But how can our family of faith grow in relationship with Christ and with each other if we are not all taking advantage of reading and learning God's Word together? Worship is where we receive God's Word. Bible classes in Sunday school and family nights, that's where we actually get to interact together with God's Word at the center. And that's where we get to have the caring conversations in the faith. And then that's where we get to learn how to be equipped so that we can share what we've been given to share with other people out in our lives. As it's the season of Epiphany, which is a season which is all about light, we receive the light of Christ in His Word so that we can reflect it in the life of others. So what is keeping you from receiving more light, the light of His Word in your life? I've said this before, I say it in love for you and love for this congregation. Can you ever get enough Jesus? The good news about that question is that not only can we never get enough, but He just keeps giving and giving and giving because it's just who He is and it's just what He does. Like Father, like Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And just like the Father gave, so the Son just keeps giving as well. The tough love message here is giving. For some reason, when the topic of giving in the church comes up, for some reason, it needs to be a tough message. But giving is God's gift to us. Giving is intended to be a joy. Giving to the Lord is not intended to be a burden. Just think of Christmas. You go shopping and you're looking for that perfect gift for that so-called loved one, you know, and you go shopping and you find it. And you're so excited for that person to unwrap it. That's the excitement, because giving is a joy, not a burden. It's all a matter of perspective. The person that sees giving as a joy does so because living for Christ and serving His mission to share His love and forgiveness with others is the top priority for themselves and their household. No matter what, Christ comes first. He comes first in how they manage their time, how they use their talents, how they spend their treasures. In fact, when it comes to how they spend their treasures, giving to the Lord isn't a burden because they've already put Him at the top. And they already give Him their best. And so living in the love of Christ showered upon them, they can't wait to be able to give generously because they're living a life of thanksgiving, giving thanks to God for all that He's done by way of the cross and the empty tomb. And so they want to give generously from their hearts because what's most important is that other people have the opportunity to hear the good news of the gospel as well. And so people who give to the Lord with joy know that all of it belongs to Christ anyway. And so they use that gift to be able to ensure that the gospel continues to be spread. The person that sees giving as a burden is, as one person in our congregation put it, the person that sees giving as a burden is missing out. They're missing out. They're missing out on being a part of something so much more and so much greater than they could have ever asked for or imagined. They're missing out on seeing how beautiful life can be when they live life not for themselves, but rather for God. They're missing out on being a part of how God has called them into a mission that is not about serving the self, but rather glorifying our Lord. They're missing out on the enjoyment and fulfillment that comes in serving others rather than serving the self. They're missing out on seeing just how awesome it can be to behold how God uses the treasures that are His anyway to bring others to Jesus. And so I ask, if I were to ask you to give an honest answer for you and your household, where are you at on this topic of giving? Are you missing out? Is giving a burden? Or is it a joy? If asked to give an honest answer for you and your household, where are you at on this topic of giving? A letter written in love. That's what this is. I asked earlier, how many of us can recall a time when someone loved us and said something that's not easy to hear, but later on we would admit that it was helpful? Because it was said in love. That's what this is. And I know it's not easy to hear. I can tell you it's not easy to say either. But tough things still need to be said. Later today, we have our annual meeting. Are you planning to attend? I sure hope so. Because we need everyone to be there. In that meeting, there will be tough things that are going to be said. That's not to alarm you, but rather to help you to once again see that tough things are said in love for you and this congregation. We are called upon to share Christ and His love in this congregation and this community. And that is something that requires the investment of every single member of this congregation. Will you fully invest in the life and ministry of this congregation by being in worship and being in the Word and giving of your time and your talents and your treasures and remaining informed about the life of this parish, all so that we can be united as a family of faith? Because it's not always easy to be a part of a family. The Corinthians that Paul was writing to knew that. No doubt you know it as well. Being a part of a family isn't always easy. In a lot of cases, tough stuff needs to be said in a family. And it's the tough stuff said in love that truly helps, truly heals, and truly holds together. As many of you know, I've had almost no contact with my brothers and sisters for years. Well, somehow by the grace of God, the other night my younger sister and I had a tough love conversation like you wouldn't believe. Though it started out somewhat calm, it wasn't long and we were yelling, we were accusing, we were crying, so much so that Emily had to come into the room and actually calm me down because she was worried about me waking up the kids because I was so worked up. We rehashed the past, we rehashed the pain, and it aches so much as I realize how angry and how arrogant I had become and how long I had held on to it. And then, long overdue, I asked my sister, "Will you forgive me?" And she said, "Adam, I already forgave you." I share that with you because being a part of a family isn't easy, nor is being a part of a family of faith. We constantly need to hear tough love, be it in a letter of love or otherwise. And we constantly need to be challenged, just like those Corinthians were that Paul wrote to. Because when we're challenged, that's when our faith grows the most. I was once taught that in moments that you're most uncomfortable, which you may be now, well, that's when your faith grows the most. Isn't that the truth? We all need to be stretched like those Corinthians were so that we can see where we're sinning. And we can see where's our Savior so that we can see clearly that salvation comes in Jesus, the one who loved us with the toughest love of all, giving His life on the cross for sinners like us that don't deserve it in the least. And yet He still did it.
Because our God is forever faithful. That's what God's word, his letter written in love, is all about. God's faithfulness to us, our family of faith, Salem Lutheran Church. In the name of Jesus, amen. We rise.